That Oedipus thing is real. All right, yeah. So just throw that out the window.
No, yeah, it's totally not. We're all dark, hazel eyes, dark hair. My mom, sister, maybe.
In my past, I tended to be attracted to shorter women with short hair.
Oh, like short.
And my mother's 4'11" with short hair.
Wow, that's tiny.
All right, welcome back to another episode of the Handsome Homebuyer Podcast. I'm your host, Charles Weinraub, a.k.a. the Handsome Homebuyer, right? Obviously, this podcast and every other is sponsored by, we'll throw Captain Permanent in there. They're a sponsor now. They don't give us any money. But
he's a good dude.
But they're freaking great.
Yeah.
Mike and brother-in-law. Mike and my brother-in-law, Ryan. 516-513-8838 if you need plans or permits. Obviously, this podcast and every other is sponsored by Sal Rizzolo from Carlin Financial. We love him. You know him. If you don't, you should know him.
Another good dude.
Everybody knows you. Everybody knows you. So this is our second podcast. First podcast, you walked in a stranger. Now we're in a full-blown fucking love affair.
I know. We go on dinner dates. We haven't done a gym date yet, but I'll leave that to him and Amanda.
I posted in the story. I tagged it. Everyone's going to know now because I'll post it, obviously, but hold on.
Literally the most handsome real estate agent on Long Island. Take a guess. Who do you think it is?
And I put a little thing there. So
did anyone guess me? Nah, probably not.
No. I'm actually curious. I'm curious to know. Let's see. It's only been 10 minutes, so I mean, yeah. Wait. Nah, no takers yet.
Damn. All right. We'll
but see. obviously, I'm gonna post it up because everybody knows.
Good.
I mean, I would say you're the man with $1 million smile.
Thanks, Mom.
You literally vaporize men and women with a smile. I've seen it.
Vaporize
both sexes. I've seen it.
Yeah.
We're out. We're in a restaurant. Male waiter, straight as could be, walks through the restaurant. You turn, look at him, smile. Dude stops dead in his tracks. I've seen it. Very masculine man.
Yeah.
Right?
What do you think, boys?
Yep.
Not so much.
Yeah.
All right. Tough crowd.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's get into the real estate stuff. What are we talking about? Oh, we're talking about Virginia and stuff. We'll get into all of it.
Yeah. I want everyone to know everything about me.
it's important. So yeah. I guess the most important thing is, I think when you first came on last time, did you have the team or you were starting the team? I think you were just starting the team.
I was actually just starting the team. Yeah, that was when I transitioned to Compass and with the notion of starting a team. So yeah, I was just starting a team.
Top 24, that was 2 years ago, right?
2022, yeah.
So it's been a year. Damn.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy? Time flies, but at the same time, since we're so busy, I feel like we cram a lot of shit into a year.
Right.
So a lot has happened.
A lot.
Team's here. You're crushing it. Everybody else is fucking getting smoked. You're crushing it.
Yeah.
Literally. It's exhausting to watch you on social media, dude.
I'm very thankful. I don't know how. It's just I'm heads down, focused, and I'm probably projected to do the most I've ever have done.
60?
Yeah, probably around on that pace. We closed on 40 so far to date. And then,
you got another quarter left.
We have another quarter left. I have a ton of listings. One dropped yesterday, one today, two next week. I have 15 plus in contract. Yeah, we're on pace. We're going to get there. So it was a personal goal of mine that I needed to achieve. And I say this to not sound cocky, it's truly just a personal goal and I hope it inspires others.
So I guess the first question and people always ask this, we'll ask it here, right? How the hell does that happen? We have this conversation all the time.
Yeah. I truly everyone says your network is your net worth. I truly do know everyone, and my whole team sees it day in and day out. My phone on a daily basis, whether it's a buyer or a seller, will reach out. And I've cut clients down that I've sold. I've done 5 homes just with that particular client, whether it's 3 personal houses for them or selling their grandma's home or their aunt's home, whoever. So now I'm getting into that where there's just multiple homes per client. But yeah, every day I have the opportunity to go on listing appointments on a weekly basis and yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's every day, it's constant.
I mean, you're basically the total package. You are knowledgeable in real estate, right? You actually work really hard. Like, I can't even get you on the phone. You like me and I can't even get you on the phone. Yeah, it's very difficult.
I know. That's probably, I do work 25/7. And I think it's fine. You know, I'm 37 years old. I think it's fine to do that now. I'm not trying to retire. I know there are some out there that would love to retire early. Like, I'm 37. I feel like I have a lot left in me in real estate. So I need to, you know, grind hard now. And yes, there are days where I can take a breather and relax a little bit, but right now it's, you know, I am on it. Like, clients call me 11 p.m., 4 a.m., and oddly, I answer.
Yeah, then they breathe into the phone heavy.
Yeah, yeah, no. Then we're FaceTiming and then things get weird.
Like, listen, like, I'm sleeping next to my daughter. I'm sleeping next to my daughter right now. She's two. Like, this isn't cool, Gus. Like, call me back after 9.
I know. It's weird. I definitely need to draw the line sometimes, but yeah. I don't know. I love it. I really.
You like the action?
I love the action. I love, I know it sounds cliche, but I love helping others. And I don't know. It's just a personal victory and win for me. It's like, I have all these goals and aspirations and I just get to, you know, I get to reach, you know, touch them on a monthly basis.
I'm going to give all real estate agents the answer. Cause people are always like, so I reference you all the time. I'm like, I don't want to hear this bullshit. I'm like, Kenny Hirsch is selling fucking 70 houses this year. If he sells 70 houses a year, I don't want to fucking hear shit from you. And then, like, how's he doing it? I was like, all right, this is how he's doing it. A, be exceptionally good looking, very charming, well dressed, have a smile that could literally cause a traffic accident, right? Your smile is the equivalent of like a 9.8 strutting across the street, scandalously dressed. And work hard. And there's one more left. Oh. And literally be the most popular person on planet Earth.
Yeah.
That's basically what it comes down to.
I would say that's the recipe for a success.
Six things. So talk about the development of the team. Again, when we got into this, you didn't have a team. Now you have a team. We got into this. You had just one top under 20 under 40. I think you did like 30-something deals that year.
A little more. But yeah.
I don't want to sell you short.
Yeah, don't sell you short.
40?
Yeah, it's about that.
About 40 deals. Yeah. Now you're already 40 deals done and you have a quarter left to go. Yeah. It sounds like it's a stacked quarter. Talk about what's went on in the last 12 months.
Starting the team was one of the best things I could do. The Hirsch team, check us out. Hirsch team, the Hirsch team _ on Instagram. I think that was one of the best things for me. I truly needed the support and help and the camaraderie with everyone. In addition to, you know, going with Compass. And it really, it's helped kind of propel my business and just elevate everything. You know, now that I have the team working open houses, I have them helping out with showings. You know, I just unfortunately can't be everywhere when you have 10 buyers on any given time. It's tough to do everything, but I love it. I mean, it's great. I like keeping the team. And I think that we spoke about this too. I keep the team just at a smaller clip. I don't really want to manage a large team. It's just, they'll get lost in the sauce. And I don't want to get, you know, I just don't want to do that. I love being able to spearhead and kind of know everything going on and just have a good grasp on everything. And kudos to everyone else that has large teams. It just, for me, it's not the model I was looking for. So
a lot of things change in real estate right now. I feel like I'm like Barbara Walters lately. I'm trying to like break all the new shit that's happening. So I guess I want to talk about the 0% listing thing. Sorry about that.
Oh yeah.
We'll chop that up.
Oh yeah.
And then the new thing, which I'm like, dude, is it finally at, I used to get angry and be like, yo, why does it have to be so fucking hard here? And everything always just gets harder and harder. But then I just realized in my old age of 43, going to be 44 next month.
Amazing.
Crazy, dude, right?
You look good. Especially with that everyone see him on that shirtless video shoot the other day?
Right. And it was, I work out like a savage, Amanda and I, every morning, 6 o'clock. So like, I'll go run 30 miles, but like, I need to eat cheesecake. I just can't not do it. And when you're 40 something years old, you can't just, like, these guys can eat whatever the hell they want. And they're like skinny and good to go.
Look at them. Good looking dudes.
It's full heads of hair.
I know. Right? He's got a nice coif on him.
Good beard. Yeah. Scott's got like an airbrush kind of like perfectly. Right? Yeah.
Look at him.
Me? Nah. Like, I'm patchy here, nothing there. I ate a piece of cheesecake. My ass jiggles for a week.
Do you love plain cheesecake or blueberry, strawberry, or maybe a little chocolate?
I don't like the compote and shit. No. I'm really more of an ice cream guy.
I think you posted, where's your favorite cheesecake?
No, I didn't see that one yet, but that's going to be next. You know what I'm hunting for right now, but I can't find it? And I know that this is going to be anarchy, so I can't just go and say whatever I want. The best bagel. Long Island's best bagel. So, hit me up. Wow. If you're watching this, DM me. Let me know what you think Long Island's best bagel is. Wow. I'm going to hit it up. I like it. Not too doughy, because sometimes they get it's too doughy and it's like inflated, like they blew it up with a fucking air pump.
Yeah, that's going to be a heavy debate.
It has to be crispy, but still soft in the middle.
Yeah.
Can't be too big, but it can't be too small.
And what's your favorite? What's your favorite bagel?
I don't have one now. That's the problem.
Wait. No,
I don't really even eat bagels.
No, but do you do like egg everything?
Egg everything. Yeah. I know. Like, it's got to be egg everything. Everything.
That's a very popular.
Has to have a sweetness to it.
Yeah.
I got sent to a bagel shop like 2 weeks ago that I heard had the best bagels. You ever see the Goodfellas when he goes, no. My Blue Heaven, when he says, I went to this place, I heard a good marinara sauce.
Yeah, yeah.
You're of that age.
Yeah.
She, no clue. What the fuck. Right? None of these guys. No. And the bagel sucked. I need a little sweetness to it. It can't just be like, it's got to be the bagel.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for the best bagel. I'm looking for the best bacon, egg, and cheese.
Ooh.
Because that's another one.
I'm big with bacon, egg, and cheese. And I don't know, the people that can do that rubbery bacon and fatty.
No, it's got to be extra crispy.
I think you're a little weird. Yeah, it's got to be crispy.
It's got to basically just disintegrate in my mouth. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to hit the disrespectful Reels views of 1 million. I think we're at like 650,000 with the Chinese food thing. That one was good.
Yeah.
But we haven't gotten to the million yet. And I think bagels or bacon, egg, and cheese is going to be the thing that just sets Long Island at war with each other.
Did you do pizza?
I did pizza.
You did pizza.
Yeah, best slice. Yeah. Buffalo slice.
Yeah.
Best buffalo slice.
Yeah.
So that shit's working, man.
Damn. Food sells.
Yeah. Dude, I always say this all the time. Like, listen, I could get on and I could be like, all right, listen, do this. You'll have financial freedom. You make like 200 grand a year. You never have to work and you just enjoy your life. Three people will watch the video. If I start talking about like bagels, Chinese food, and diners, everybody wants to get involved. It's so true. I'm like, nobody gives a shit about
it. So true. It's like when I had a broker's open, couple months ago in Northport, once I told everyone I was, you know, bringing McDonald's in, that was it.
Yes.
Every broker showed up.
Yes. I was there for that. You were dancing around with two burgers in your hand. It was quite the sight. So two big things in real estate right now, right? A, the zero listing, which we're going to get
wild
into. Two, they got rid of the $500 property condition disclosure. You hear about this?
That I didn't.
Was it the governor, the mayor, somebody up there, governor, voted to get rid of the $500 property condition disclosure, which is going to be annoying for everybody. Mm-hmm. Really annoying for sellers, because that means they can get sued at any point in time.
Yeah.
Right. So for those of you
who don't know,
New York used to be this amazing state where you could pay $500 when you sell the house and give the buyer a credit. And basically, it doesn't matter if the place falls down tomorrow. They can't come after you.
Free of all liability.
Now you actually have to go in, which you're going to have to deal with, which sucks, and fill out the disclosure form that itemizes everything that's fucked up with the house.
Yeah.
And if you miss something, are they going to be able to come after you later? Like, what's the liability going to be?
Right. New York is changing things. I don't love it.
No. I mean, so for me, I'm like, oh, great. That means now I have to open a new LLC every time I flip a house.
Yeah.
And then I have to freaking shut it down. Because can you imagine like flipping 100 houses a year and having like 60 people sue you because they said the AC unit was, we didn't disclose some bullshit that we didn't even know about?
Yeah, it's going to get sticky for sure. I don't love it.
I don't know what's going to happen or how it's going to impact everybody, but times there are changing. It's coming March of 2024. So we'll get some info on that.
Yeah.
We'll present it. Second, 0% listings. Dude. Did you watch my live?
Wild.
You didn't watch my live.
I didn't. I missed it because I was on a listing appointment, but
of course
you're supposed to send it to me.
Good. It's good that you weren't on my live. Like, you shouldn't have been.
No, but I really wanted to be. And I heard from a few folks that were on it. that it was...
It was some anger. It got heated.
Yeah.
Got heated.
It's wild.
So do you know... Should we let's talk about it a little bit. So the 0% listing, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the past, you'd go in there, smile and all, and you'd sit down and you would say, I'm going to market the hell out of your property. It's going to be awesome. I charge you X percent.
Mm-hmm.
4, 6, whatever it is, right? And you're like, we're going to... And you would just decide. You'd be like, I'm going to give 2 out and I'm going to keep 2, whatever right. it is, or 3 or 4, whatever it is. But you had to give out something.
Right.
Now you don't. Now you're going in there and you're selling them on you and mm-hmm. saying, you're going to pay me X to do this. By the way, do you want to give any commission to the person who happens to be bringing a buyer? If not, fuck them.
It's wild.
What do you think is going to happen?
It's definitely not good for the marketplace. I don't love it. I think it would be foolish for a seller to do. And it's also a matter of a good agent just articulating their worth and why it's important to still compensate buyer's agents. It's going to change the playing field here. And I just think if a seller did not compensate a buyer's agent, now, how is that buyer's agent, you know, like...
So what happened? So now you have to have buyer's agency.
Exactly.
So you're going to, in order to get paid, you're going to, so this is going to play out a bunch of different ways. Ultimately, I think at the end, my opinion, I'm going to say it here on the internet.
Yes.
I think everybody gets fucked at the end. And I'll explain why.
Go. Yeah.
So if you're representing a buyer, you have to get buyer's agency. Mm-hmm. You have buyer's agency saying, I'm going to get 2%.
Right.
Where that 2% comes from is up in the air. You can put it in and say, hey, listen, you want to offer $500 on this house? We're going to offer a net $490 because I got to get paid. Or we can offer $500 and then you have to pay me $10,000 on top of that later. Where's that money coming from? We don't know. Or are people just going to bypass buyer's agents and just go directly to listing agents?
Mm. Yeah, it's very... It's very sticky. I mean, like, and you to do this to a buyer, to, you know, to go that one option of having the buyer actually pay their agent, which is crazy because buyers obviously are now paying very high monthly payments with over 7% interest rates. In addition, paying $60,000 over X for a home, you know, to ask them to come out of their pocket for an additional $10,000 to $15,000 to compensate their agent is absolute ludicrous.
But think about this, right? This is where it's going to get a little sticky. Let's say you have a hot house. Someone's coming in with a say $500,000 offer. If they're paying their agent, they can come in with the full $500. If they have to go net, then they're coming with $490. So there's a whole bunch of different ways that you can end up losing a deal because of that. This is what I think is going to happen. I think at the beginning, people are going to rock with their agents to try to buy. And then in a hot market, they're going to start losing deals. Then they're going to start to like get savvy and say, okay, I have to go to the listing agent. And then it's still going to be a clusterfuck, right? Because then 6 people are going to the listing agent, all making offers. The listing agent's like, what are they going to say?
Right.
Highest and best.
Right.
Then the sellers are going to start to get hip to the fact that I think 25% of the agents are going to leave the business. I think they're going to get pushed out. And then I think the sellers are going to get savvy because certain agents are going to get desperate and they're going to say, I'll list at 2% or 1%. And we're not giving shit to anybody.
Mm.
So then what happens? So then everybody...
Agents don't do that.
Don't do that, yes. But please. I think it's going to happen.
No, it's definitely going to happen.
And everyone's going to lose. Why? Because a lot of people are going to get pushed out of the business. The seller agent is not going to get... It's going to be a fucking mess. There's not going to be enough deals to go around. The seller is going to lose because they're not going to get enough exposure. So they're not getting the highest price possible.
Right.
It's just everyone's going to screw each other trying to save a buck.
I think it's just more harmful than any. There's no good in it in my eyes. And then on the flip side, when that seller doesn't compensate a buyer's agent when they go to purchase, karma's a bitch. Now they're going to be paying their agent too, potentially.
I got agents. True. I got agents screaming like, if you put out 0, you'll get blackballed. Like, what do you think is going to go on within the agent community? Like, if you're an agent and you see a 0% listing come out, what are you thinking?
You're right. That's even now. even now when you see a listing come out and someone's offering out 1 or 1.5, I hate to say it, people cringe at you. You know, agents cringe. So it's just that you're not doing a good job to the seller. You know, if you just go in there and say, hey, I'll take any listing at 3%. I mean, you're saying you're a discount broker and you're not offering them the maximum service that, or the best service you could possibly provide.
It's also bad for the industry.
It's so bad.
Because you'll hear certain stereotypes from people like who aren't aware that, because agents work really hard. Not all agents, but a lot of agents do.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, well, agents don't do shit. And it's like, well, bro, if you're willing to do something for basically nothing, it means that you're devaluing your service and that you're not doing shit.
Yeah. Scary times.
You don't look worried.
I'm not, though.
You're like, fuck it, man. Everybody loves me. I got the $1 million spot, but I still list 3 houses a week.
I know. I'm not. I know this is going to be... things are going to change, and certainly this is going to stir up some craziness, but I'm not really worried.
Strong survive.
Yeah. And that's well said.
What's your mix like at this point from buyer to seller? Because I mean, I follow it every day on Instagram. I would say if I had a guess, let me guess. 35% buyer, 65% listing.
I'd have to look, but I would almost... I'd say it's close. I would say either 50-50 or 60-40 seller. But yeah, because I get buyers left and right too. Yeah. Shout out. You know, I have my own sphere, of course, and shout out to Bill Schwegler at United.
he's literally getting more jacked by the minute. Every single video I put out, he's larger and larger.
Like, unfortunately, he's probably not watching this right now because he might be at kickboxing.
Or lifting.
Or lifting. Or doing a burnout in the R8. I don't know. I'm on a steamroller right now, especially with listings. And like I said, I dropped one yesterday. Literally the second I get done with this, I might actually use your office. I have to drop another listing.
There you go.
And then I have 2 more next week. So keep an eye out. If, you know, I'm trying to give you guys inventory for all these desperate and hungry buyers out there. Yeah, I'm trying to give you some damn options.
But don't worry, none of those listings are going to come out with zero.
No. And just for every agent listening, these are all at my normal percentage, and they're all coming out at 2%. We're offering out 2% on all.
So let me ask you this, right? You, and I'm not even going to say it's an appearance thing, because I know you guys, right? I know the team. You have a very happy team.
Yeah.
You guys like go drink wine together and like do all these fun things.
Yeah.
Right. No. And everybody always sees how like everybody like has adopted the smile through osmosis, I guess. So I guess for people out there that have a team, because there's a lot of teams like they're fucking miserable. And there's a lot of people that are running teams that aren't running teams the right way.
Mm.
Yeah. So I guess talk a little bit about how you motivate your people,
yep. Like
guys and girls. And just scaling that out. How do you motivate them? How do you bring people in that like I've never done business before and then get them doing business? You have some rising stars.
Yeah, yeah. I guess for me, I'm a very positive and upbeat person. So I think just that comes off right away when I meet all my team members and potential team members. I usually send a text out. I try to at least every day, you know, happy fucking Monday. Let's go. We're selling houses this week.
Like, do inspirational daily messages?
I try. Yeah. I try.
Every day?
I mean, I definitely.
What was today's message? Was there a message today?
I try though. It's, yeah, not today. I was running late. But, I try really just to motivate them. You know, if I don't say every day, I definitely, it's every week. But, you know, and then in addition for me, you know, because I have the opportunity to list so many homes, they have plenty of, potential opportunity to gain a lot of buyers and clients that way, and which is great. And in turn, it helps me just again, because I can't, you know, and I think every seller should have 2 agents at an open house. You know, it's a lot with signing in and showing, you know, speaking and showing buyers and agents a home. you know, there's some agents that you, they do an open house and just like, yeah, sign in, just walk around, you know, they say nothing. And I had a client recently, I just had a closing actually 2 days ago, and the buyer said, you know, that was the difference when they met me and my team at an open house, that like, it wasn't just like, you know, sign in, pass the puck and just walk around. Like, they actually explained the house in detail. They were super happy and excited and enthusiastic. And, you know, I think that really goes a long way.
Yeah. Listen, fish stinks from the head down. Yep. It's a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah.
It's an old Sicilian saying. You're not Sicilian, right?
I am.
Are you?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. No wonder. It makes perfect sense. You know what else is the secret? There's a number seven. You know, we did the six things that, like, six ways to be Kenny Hirsch. This is seven.
Be Sicilian.
No, get mugs with your face on.
Oh, yeah. That's.
I'm actually pissed that you didn't bring one.
I don't think I have one in the car. Bummer. Yes, you know, I've had a lot of folks ask me about these bad boys.
No, everybody wants to do it, but no one's going to do it because they're like, I don't want to be the guy or girl that bites off Kenny's shit.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. There is nothing cooler than seeing the mug on the table in the conference room during the closing. Closing time, and then it's not you, but it's the mug with you, and you're like... Right? Bang.
I mean, it's, yeah, it's a talking piece, conversation starter for sure. The second I walk into a closing, and I go to every single closing, I will mark my words, I will not miss a closing. I just feel it's for every client, it's essential. I know it's definitely hard.
Some of these things are gonna be like 6 hours.
Yeah, for the most part, we're trending like an hour, just over an hour. But yeah, some certainly, the longest closing I've had, I think, was about just under 4 hours. Thank God we haven't gone there in a long time. But, you know, just with driving, you know, everything, all logistics and
you're at every home inspection too?
Yep. Yep.
Do you think there's going to come a point in time in the not so distant future where you can't do all that?
I do, but that's why I'm training my team of assassins to be like me. They need to, I'm not saying they need to speak like me, but they're certainly learning the right things to say, the certain verbiage, and again, just smile, show be enthusiastic and be charismatic and et cetera. But that's why I'm just training these little dragons.
So three tips. I mean, it doesn't even necessarily be three, fuck it. Like, what do you say to agents who are struggling in a down market? You're sitting here, a nice jacket on, right? Got the new Rolex. I see you, like, you're hiding it there. Yo, show that thing up with pride, man. That thing's fly. Got the Roley. You work your ass off, earned every bit of it, right? But there's a lot of agents that aren't doing, not doing anything right now.
Yeah.
What do you say to those people?
And that's tough. Again, not to sound like every other like motivational speaker, you know, you gotta keep at it. You really, if you're in a little rut, which it is hard right now, you know, despite interest rates and lack of inventory, really just keep at it. You know, drive and perseverance will ultimately prevail, and you'll pull through with flying colors eventually, but you really, really, and when I say keep at it, don't get distracted. Some people get part-time jobs and then that will start to pull you away. I mean, I had a part-time job when I first started 6.5 years ago, for the first 3 months, and quickly realized that, you know, I need to be it's all in or nothing.
You can't have a backup plan. And you have to listen. I think everybody has to understand that the world is going to change very dramatically, like every 3 to 5 years.
Yeah.
And every 3 to 5 years, like, you have to reinvent yourself. Like, we are literally reinventing our entire business model right now.
Yeah.
I had to fly to California to mentor, to work with a guy for a day, like, putting all the money back into the business this year. Like, we'll break even but switching our entire business model to take off again.
Yeah, you need to get paid for panels though. No more.
No more.
Your knowledge is power.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, man. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah, all day.
Good fucking looking out there. Yeah, yeah. No more flying across the country.
You can't. Paid. Yeah.
But that's the thing. Like, it comes a point in time where, like, every year can't be like amazing.
Right. That's true. There's certainly ups and downs in a roller coaster for me, it's been a little different.
You live a charmed life. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, and I have, you know, for those of you who don't know my story, I have everyday battles and, hurdles to get over, but I think this ultimately helps kind of overcome all that stuff and accomplish all my personal goals. Like, yes. Well, should I give him a little, should I spit a little knowledge on?
This is your show, bro.
About my story. I don't really tell many of you guys.
And the interesting thing, I'll just preface this also, is you would never know, like, even people that are close to you, and I consider myself pretty close to you, right? Nobody even knows. Like, if you're having a bad day, you're hurting, like, nobody knows. You're trudging through.
Yeah.
Positivity, smile. And I know sometimes, like, I can sense it sometimes. Like,
yeah.
It can't be easy.
Yeah, when we went to dinner, I think you sensed a little bit. You know, recently, my sister went through breast cancer. Shout out to Tina. She's a warrior. Her pathology came back. She's cancer-free. She's amazing. Thank you. So, yeah, I had my couple of family things. I just found out my father has pancreatic cancer, so I just went to see him. Cancer is a bitch. But, you know, and then I have my daily... you know, and then just helping out my mom with a lot of things. And then my daily struggles, for those of you who don't know, I've broken 50 plus bones. And then I got in a tragic accident in 2004 or 5 where I broke my neck and back and was truly paralyzed from the neck down. I mean, I didn't move a damn thing for 2.5 months.
You woke up for 2.5 months.
Yeah, I could feel when it first happened. Like I said, I like the best way to describe it. I was racing quads, jumping a big jump, front flipped, landed directly on my head, quad landed on me.
Were you trying to actually do a full flip?
No, I was just jumping it was probably about 30 feet tall and the gap was probably 60 feet. So I just overshot, didn't goose the gas. You know, that generally will help bring up the front end. And just, I thought I would have been fine and it just kind of, I was too nosedived and it just ejected me on my head. Yeah, some gnarly shit.
30, see, we didn't even talk about that. So 30 foot high, 60 foot gap.
Yeah, so.
Which is like some straight X Games
type of shit. Yeah, yeah. And this was like, you know, I would do this on my downtime of not, like my real focus was BMX riding and my sponsorships were all at that and traveling for that. So this was kind of just not, you know, just, I was an adrenaline junkie, so I always needed some type of rush, whether it was going fast in cars or my boss at the time had a Hayabusa motorcycle, 1300. I took it out on Main Street and like I was an absolute animal, fishtailing down Main Street doing 70, like legs dragging off. Yeah, that was wild. But yeah, so then when I first got hurt, the best way to describe it, they want to know and they ask, it felt like someone severed my head and the only thing I could truly feel was my tongue and lips. That was it. And everything, like my legs and everything, felt like they were like, I said, where are my limbs? And everyone at the time was just like, there, what do you mean? You're pinned straight. And that was my third time being airlifted to Stony Brook. So I've frequent flyer miles in the helicopter. So that's cool. but yeah, had surgery right away, shattered C3 vertebrae in my neck, also broke T5 in my back. And then, yeah, it was a long journey from there. I spent some time there and then Kessler in New Jersey where Christopher Reeves was. And I walked, I would say all in all, I walked out in a walker at like the 6 month mark.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
And continued making progress up until...
Yeah, and then so came home, went to outpatient therapy for 2 years, and then did over the last, geez, how long has it been? 15, 16 years, 17 years. I've done a lot of therapy on and off. And yeah, I'd say the first 10 years, I really, you know, I gained a lot of strength and mobility. But now... as anyone would get older naturally, I'm starting to get like real tight. So, you know, I have to stretch every morning. That's kind of my routine right now. but
it's happening to all of us, man.
That's what I mean. Like, naturally, you're 43 right now, and
yeah, no, I notice it lately.
I'm your knees, like, are cracking, and your dick barely gets hard.
Jesus. Cut that out. You have to share that with everybody.
You got to cut that.
It's live right now.
Shit.
No, like, it's fun. I got up actually. So ironically, I got a pinched nerve in my neck. Like, so I go to this crazy gym, OG Fitness.
Yeah,
I love this place.
Yeah, you guys look so cool,
bro. It's fucking, it's the best. It's when you're in there, it's like, this is miserable. But then at the end, when you leave, you're like, oh, this is great. I'm happy that I did this.
Yeah.
But like, I end up freaking getting a severely pinched nerve in the back of my neck having sex. Always, right? Like, it wasn't even like I was throwing around heavy weight. And it wasn't even like, all right, we're doing this crazy fucking acrobatic thing. I'm laying there and I think I tried to like just lift myself up and bam, pinch a fucking nerve.
Interesting.
And now I have radiating electric shooting down into my thumb. Yeah. And like my freaking arm goes numb.
Nerves are wild.
And I can't get rid of that shit. And this is like my first knock on wood, like, kind of injury ever.
Yeah.
And I'm pissed. It's just annoying.
Did you think of me like while having sex or
no.
After the nurse? Yeah.
Before? Okay. Well, so the hard-on thing was a problem. I thought of you and then that, you know.
Okay, good.
Then I was good to go. And then after the pain, I was like, fuck.
Yeah. So,
so to make a long story short, we're all falling apart here.
Yeah. Yeah. We are. We are. We definitely are. But yeah.
As much as we, like, I was always like, 135. We're gonna be in gangster shape. And listen, I feel good and all that, but there are certain moments where you realize like you're not like
yeah. anymore. And for me, it's I would say I'm, like I said, I'm 37. I feel like I'm in like a 60-year-old body. When I walk, it feels like if I had to describe how the feeling is when I walk, it's probably like if you had 10 to 15 pound weights on each ankle.
Fuck.
Like, my thighs are getting that heavy and tight.
Really? What do you do to alleviate that?
Shout out to my man, Russ Tavares at Coastal Spine and Sport in Patchogue. He really stretches me into a goddamn pretzel. It's stretching.
You do sauna?
I need to do it more. Shout out to my man Garrett Foreman on my team, Mr. D's Fitness. He's got a sauna, but we got to get that thing hotter. I feel like it's just not hot enough. But saunas.
You ever ice bath?
No, I'm like nervous because
will the it cold. Tighten you up?
Yeah. Exactly. The cold right now like puts me into shock and I really tighten
really?
Up. So I don't know if I would have the.
Yeah,
I do hear great things about it.
I just got one of those ice bucket barrel things with like a chiller.
And what do you think?
It's crazy, man. It's wild. Everything they say it does for you. I mean, I don't know obviously if it like increases my brown fat levels and shit, but when you go in there, it's a game changer. My buddy, like one of my best friends, is Russian, like from Russia hardcore, and we've been going to these Russian these like seedy Russian bathhouses in Brooklyn underneath in like abandoned parking garages for like the last 20 years.
Sounds dirty. I like it.
But the food, it's very odd, but the food is amazing in these places. And they have this. So basically what you ever been to a Russian bathhouse?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
We should go. You'd love this shit. So it's a little bit strange, but you go into, so you do this thing where you sauna, you go into the ice bath, and then you steam. And then when you're in the sauna, they have these tree branches that they wrap together. You ever see this?
Nothing.
These wow. tree branches that you wrap together into like a giant thing, and you beat the hell out of each other with it.
Yeah.
Because it's supposed to remove yeah. the impurities from your body. To make a long story short, after doing this loop like 3-4 times, you're like, skin is shiny. You fucking fall asleep. You've never felt so good in your entire life.
Amazing.
So, yeah, there's
yeah, I think I should give it a shot.
Yeah, give it a shot. The yeah. cold plunge thing, I don't know, but the cold for you, but I don't, but for me, it like, it's really like a mind exercise.
Yeah.
Because your mind, when you get in, as soon as you get in, your body starts freaking out.
Right.
Because it's so goddamn cold that your heart starts racing and your body's basically saying, get me the fuck out of here, you're going to die. And then you have to breathe. I'm like I have this exaggerated breathing for 20 seconds. Yeah, I'd
be curious to do this.
And then I'm calm and I'm sitting there and I'm like, all right, well, this sucks. But like now I have the mental exercise of like, can I do 3 minutes of right. this thing? When you're done and you get out, A, it's like an accomplishment. B, it's calming. C, you get like this crazy like dopamine hit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? and you just feel great.
Maybe it's the rush I'm seeking for.
Right? You're like, I need
yeah, a new I might one. Need this.
Damn. At the end of the day, a lot of us, like our close group of friends, the same way. Like, we need the action.
Yeah.
So what's the new thing bringing the action?
Yeah.
We're all sick. All of us. We're all sick.
Yeah.
I think that's the best way to go out.
Yeah.
So anybody looking to buy or sell their house, right?
Yeah. Reach out to.
And listen, any like, you know, toothpaste, whitening companies, like, this guy needs a fucking sponsorship.
I did a Crest ad with my sister when we were like six.
Did you?
Yeah. It was,
yes.
It was sick.
And did then, you really? Do yeah, you have that video?
I dabbled with a little.
Was it a TV commercial or was it print ad?
It was print.
Do you have that picture?
I think my mom could probably dig it up in the archives.
Long curly locks and you were tan
since day one.
Yeah. Jacked as fuck. You had the vein run through the arm and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Damn it.
I was all jacked up with Mountain Dew. yeah, but. Yeah. So yeah, if anyone is looking, you know, for one of the top producing agents on Long Island to do a Crest ad or some type of dental ad, definitely reach out. You can find me at Kenny Gets Homes or reach out to my team page, the Hirsch team. And I'm available 24/7.
Yeah. Like, I feel like I do these like crazy ass commercials. It's not even me. I just stand there and then.
No, your latest one was wild.
Bro, these guys.
I felt like it was an Old Spice ad.
Scott did some. It was. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Scott did some fucking magical shit.
Scott is the man.
He is. Steam, everything come down. Like, bro, you got to fucking pat yourself on the back of that.
Yeah,
that
no, was it was wild. It was creative.
Yeah.
And I mean, your body, you look at you, you can see your six pack was coming in.
I've been getting like, you know, why you look like a splotchy middle aged man. I was like, go F yourself. Where's your fucking shirtless commercial guy?
Yeah. Nah, it's hard. Yeah, exactly. Kudos to you.
Just as long as people call me to sell my house, I don't give a shit.
Right.
Whatever I got to do.
They might. Yeah. I mean, and well, you never might. Know. They might want you with your shirt off there. You know, you know, when you're taking the.
That might get a little weird.
Yeah. I don't know.
That might get a little
like
weird.
I said, it's whatever it takes to get that listing. Good. You know,
so you know Amanda's watching this right now.
I was gonna say Amanda Palmer, we love you, girl.
all right, before you get me in more trouble, that's a
but oh, no, like sorry. I said this on the last one. I will say though, I told you how I got my first. It was like I was like six to eight months into my first year in real estate, and I put my face on the back of my car. So if anyone wants to do that, I have the guy with the plug for that. My man John Dugan.
this is most plugs in any podcast I've ever done.
If anyone wants to put their face on it, I highly encourage you to. I mean, you know, everyone, when I did it, of course, everyone reached out, wanted to do it. Oh, and yeah, I mean, sex sells.
For you, it worked. For me, other investors started spitting on it, throwing eggs at my car, all kinds of
things. Well, I was worried about that too, that either like a scorned ex-girlfriend would be like, oh, here, look at this.
No.
You don't actually, have, no, what am I talking?
Everybody loves you.
Yeah,
bro.
I don't really have
everybody.
That. I'm listing ex-girlfriends, like family homes and
I'm
stuff.
I'm the guy who, every ex-girlfriend of mine hates me. You're the guy. I don't know how you do it. It's actually one of the most impressive things.
Yeah.
That like, I just, there's certain people, like I have a buddy named Nate. He's actually just, shout out to Nate. He's just joined
another plug.
There we go. I got to jump on the bandwagon. He's our new COO. He starts officially on Monday. Can help take us to like that disrespectful eight deals a week level.
Nice.
So Nate's the same way. Nate literally is friends with like everybody. And I'm like, I don't know how you do it. Usually when you break up, it's because like something fucking horrible happens and it results in like a restraining order or something. So why would you be friends with that person afterwards? But you and Nate have managed to pull that off very well. So
yeah,
kudos to you.
Don't burn a bridge.
I could be buying a lot more houses if I didn't fuck this up.
I know. I mean, I'm friends with everyone.
Yeah.
Like everyone. I should be the mayor of Patchogue. Sorry, Steve King. I know you're headed there, but.
I hope so.
But, and I hope he is. He's a great guy, great agent.
You don't want to be mayor.
No, I don't. There's a lot of, I hate politics, to be honest. And I think I would just get really frustrated with half the shit going on. But no, it's, you know, I like just being able to walk in a place and I mean, I know someone everywhere and that's nice. Yeah. I mean, whether it's your 88-year-old grandma or someone's like aunt or who, literally whoever, your 6-year-old son. Like, I know everyone. It's all intertwined through someone.
I want to see you with an older lady so bad. Because I feel like you throw...
Like, in what regard?
No, not in like a, not in like a dirty sexual, like, old, oh, come on. Now. I'm in it a whole lot, because I feel like you'll walk up to, like, an 85-year-old woman, and be like, what's up, girl? Yeah. And you'll, like, you'll throw the smile at her, you'll freaking hug her.
Yeah. No, it's you got to put the charm on, and it works. But anyway, back to my whole point of putting my face on the window. 6 to 8 months into real estate, it truly worked. I received a call from a older gal, and she said, wow, you're really good looking. Would you mind coming over?
What's up my house?
Would you mind coming over? At first it was, would you mind coming over? So I didn't know which direction this was headed in. So, you know, I didn't know if it was a sale or I'm selling myself in other ways. But it really worked. I went to her house, and thank God she had a lovely husband. And then I obviously, you know, took care of both of them. Not in that way. And I got the listing, and that was my first, you know, $1.3 million listing 6 months in. And just based on a smile. And I ended up taking, once I sold that Jeep and got a newer Jeep, I didn't put it back on because I just...
She really called you and said, you're really good looking. Come over and list my house.
Yeah. It was like, hey, how you doing? I see you in real estate. And by, it was like that. And then she was like, by the way, amazing smile. Really, you know, yeah. Strapping young man. And I was like, thank you. Yeah. What's your address?
Let me ask you a question. It's like, I feel like I've never said this to a guy before. I say it to women all the time. Like, how is it like? I say to women, like, is it tough being like really fucking really good looking? Because guys are fucking savages. Like, you go online, online dating as a girl who's attractive, you'll get like 300 fucking messages a day. Is it ever just like, because sometimes I say to myself, like, you know, girls hitting you, like, I'm a person too. Like, I'm not just a fucking person.
Right,
so I have to ask you that question. That. Do you ever get tired of hearing you're so goddamn good looking? Your smile, blah, blah, blah.
I don't think it helps gas up my head and ego, but I just, I guess I, when I hear it, I'm like, thanks, mom. Like, you really did it. Because my dad wasn't around my whole life, and he's definitely, certainly mildly good looking. And, you know, I definitely extracted some of his looks and whatnot.
You got the best of all.
Yeah, but my mom really... I mean, she's beautiful, and she really, I don't know. Yeah, it's, and like you said, it's shitty to say. It's helpful though. It's really helpful to be.
So basically you never get tired of having people tell you that you're good looking and you have a perfect smile.
No. Yeah. And in high school, I got most contagious smile, homecoming king, prom king, no big deal, but you know.
Homecoming king and prom king?
Yeah, it was savage.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, no. Really? Worked the system. Worked it. I was also trying to kick it to a teacher then, but it didn't work out.
Did it not work out?
No, it didn't.
Not even later? Not even when you were like 20?
I didn't follow up, which I usually have phenomenal follow up.
Which is the key to real estate. There we go.
Yeah, and now tying it back into real estate, follow up is absolute key. I mean.
So if you followed up, you
can. And I have, I've sold over, I don't know, 230 houses now. And... You know, my CRM, thanks to Compass, has certainly helped me streamline and, you know, manage and monetize everything. But I do a damn good job, I think, at following up. I mean, whether it's some little cold lead or, that I'm nurturing or old clients. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of clients. Whether it's anniversary, birthday, they just had their first child. They just lost their virginity. I'm sending something. I'm doing a damn good job at you know, being there.
How old were you lost your virginity?
I was 16. Yep, and right in my Honda Civic hatchback.
That must have been tough logistics. But at that age, you don't care.
Like, nah, you're so flexible.
You'll do whatever regardless. Yeah. You just want it so bad, you'll do whatever you have to.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm a prom night cliche.
That's amazing. Look at him.
Joe Riemann.
I'm not going to say her name.
Mother actually follows me on Facebook. I haven't seen her in 25 years, but that would be weird. Hopefully her mother doesn't.
Was she a redhead?
No, I've never dated a redhead before.
I know. I think we spoke about that. Same here. They got a little fire to them, which I like.
I've never dated a redhead, and I've never dated an Asian girl. Those are the two.
I can't say the same. Yeah, no. My MO for a while was blonde, blue-eyed.
Yeah.
You know, that was the majority, the bulk of them.
Blonde hair, blue-eyed. That's your thing?
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. This is a little weird, but I'm going to ask you.
I know where he's going.
Where?
No, go.
Is your mother blonde hair, blue-eyed?
No.
Oh, really?
I didn't think you were going there.
Oh, no, then there's that Oedipus thing is fucking real. All right, yeah. So just throw that out the window.
No, yeah, it's
totally
not,
wrong.
We're all dark, hazel eyes, dark hair, my mom's sister.
In my past, I tended to be attracted to shorter women with short hair.
Oh, like short.
And my mother's like 4'11" with short hair.
Wow, that's tiny.
Yeah, it's kind of a little bit weird, but...
Yeah.
But yeah. Now, Amanda's 5'7", so with long hair. So
I'm yeah, she, yeah, wow. Strong woman. Strong.
All right, we got to go. That's a wrap. What the fuck, dude?